Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Learning to read, a vanishing landscape. In western Kansas, a trip over Highway 9 between Highways 281 and 183 is a good place to look for historic construction slowly melting back to the earth. This two-lane parallels the old Missouri Pacific Railroad that wound through Gaylord, Cedar, Claudel, Kerwin, Glade, Speed, Logan, Dinsmore, and Edmond. Each little town had a depot where farmers picked up deliveries or shipped grain, cattle, milk, and other produce. In most places, those distinctive roof lines have gone the way of horse and buggy. However, locals in Cedar and Kerwin preserved their whistle stops in a bright yellow that provides eye-catching photo opportunities. From the beginning of this route, observers note an undulating rise out of place from the surrounding prairie. If they recall their history accurately, they realize Jay Gould's Mopac crossed here, stopping at each hamlet. Humans and beasts scraped surrounding soil to build the foundation supporting those clacking wheels. Folks with metal detectors and permission to go on private property occasionally find camp detritus at sites where these workers rested and ate. Until the line folded, train cars carried grass-fattened cattle and sun-ripened grain to market. With such thoughts in mind, curious wanderers might turn off the main highway to investigate Kerwin Refuge. Just before their detour, those visitors passed well-constructed ductwork carved into a high hill's base. Such conduits carried runoff from the rail bed crowning the rise. After the tourist turn, a straightway descending from the crown and vanishing into the west compels attention. It seems it has no purpose. Now a mowed bed bordered by wild plums, this was a section of the old track. Over time, farmers have plowed portions of earthen foundations until they blend into surrounding fields. Inattentive passersby won't notice the on, off again appearance of the old Mopac. Then a couple of miles past Speed, a bridge abutment rising from the middle of nowhere draws attention. This structure is so out of place. Without knowing this was once a busy avenue of commerce, curious sightseers leave wondering. I hope that mysterious man-made formations will interrupt the rises and flats between Highways 281 and 183 well into the future. Historians and photographers, amateur and professional, can spend happy hours traversing what began as a game and Indian trail, evolved to a stage road to Colorado gold fields, then became a leg of the Mopac route. For now, it's a quiet byway broken by unnatural colors and unusual formations out of place on the native prairie. Here's to the story those disturbances tell. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayflake. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.